Welcome everyone to our weekly study group. And I am excited because we have the inspiration this week, thanks to Cheryl last week. We're not going to read. We're just going to chat about the course and just see where we go. But I would like to begin with just a couple of announcements before we do our opening meditation. First of all, we were just chatting, the From Anxiety to Love Masterclass, the doors have opened for registration. If anybody is interested, please go ahead and check out. It's fromanxietytolove.com/masterclass. Even if you're not interested, check out the sales page. It has pictures of my Henrietta and some chicken sketches on it. And it just makes me happy. So I'm super excited about that 8-week course finally coming to be. It feels like I gave birth to another idea, another bit of inspiration that I've had for a long time. And I'm really, really super excited about the content. I just feel really, really good about it. So that is happening. And I also want to mention, I do need to cancel our study group for next week because I have a few things happening that day. I actually will be speaking at Sundays with Spirit, which is Jennifer Hadley's Sunday service. That's at 3 p.m. So if anybody wants to join her Sunday service, I believe she broadcasts it onto her Facebook page. I'm remembering just, I did it one other time. And you could go to her website to find more information if you want to tune into that. So yes, we'll have no study group next week, but we will resume the following week on the 17th. So I think that is it, aside from the masterclass canceling next week, and then today being just a different format with just sharing, that's all I have to say. So let's begin our call, our time together, as we usually do, with a meditation. I invite you to join me in just dropping in. Your mind might not seem like it knows where to go, but there is a deeper part of your mind that immediately knows where to go. It's the surface monkey mind thoughts that want to just drift and go off into many different directions. But there is a deeper part of the mind that's waiting for us to rest. It's waiting for these moments of quiet. It's waiting for our willingness to connect with Holy Spirit. And in your heart, in your mind, connecting with your willingness. And the Course says we need just a tiny, tiny bit of willingness. And we can also tap into our big willingness, our willingness to see everything differently, our willingness to be used by Spirit on behalf of the awakening of all. We can connect with our willingness to know the truth. And we can offer our willingness, however small, however big it feels, we can offer our willingness to Spirit. And in your mind, however it is that you do that, just doing that. And just coming to rest. If that mind wanders, just noticing that and without judgment, choosing to bring attention back to the space within. this space within that we all share. This holy instant we give to you. Be you in charge, for we would follow you, certain that your direction gives us peace. If we need a word, a thought, or a tranquil, open mind, these are the gifts that Holy Spirit gives. And we gladly place Holy Spirit in charge tonight by our request. And taking a nice deep breath in and releasing that breath. And coming together to our perception of right here, right now. Again, a warm welcome to everyone. I don't remember the number of you that were here before I closed my eyes. And now I'm assuming a few more of us have joined. Just a reminder that we're not broadcasting into the Facebook group tonight. The only recording that will be saved is our audio, which will get stored on my website for our extended family. So we're just going to talk tonight. We're not going to do any reading. This is an inspiration that came through Cheryl, and I don't see Cheryl here, so hopefully she'll be able to join us later. So let's just, I just like to open it up. Does anybody have anything that's just on your heart that you feel moved to begin with? Any insights, experiences, kitty cats? Paula, I see Lucy.
Listen, for a 16-year-old cat, she darn nearly caught a mouse last night.
Oh, wow.
she was going for it, but it wound up in a mouse trap.
Aw.
Yeah, I know.
Lucy.
I'm surprised at how fierce she is. You know.
Yeah. We could talk about chickens too. I could say the same thing with my 6.5-year-old chickens. So they are quite busy bodies still.
Oh.
6.5 is old for a chicken.
How long do they usually live?
I think could be, I think I remember reading like 7-8 on average, but it can be more than that. But most, I think after 2 is considered, you know, older.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, okay. Course talk. Let's talk course. Who had an experience this week that you'd like to process? Even if it's like, how do I apply the course to this situation? Yes. We can talk about anything. Carolyn, Pat, are you? Yeah. Hi.
Hi. It didn't really start this week for me. It's been like within the last month and a half, 2 months, we keep talking about going for guidance and asking for guidance and to be guided and everything. I turned 66 this past summer, and I have been asking, you know, what should I be doing? Where should I be going? How long should I be working? And on and on and on. And 2 weeks ago, last Friday, I got the message that I should no longer be working where I'm working. They called us all into a conference room, the select group, and said, bad news, we're letting all of you go today.
Well, today, wow, that day. Yeah,
immediately, I felt betrayed. I felt guilt. I felt anger. I felt all kind of rage of ego thoughts. And they said, well, we're going to give you an escort and give you an hour to gather all of your things, and then you can leave the building. They went into some other details, which I'm not going to go into, but it just felt like a huge amount of energy that was being put upon me. Mm-hmm. And I started to go through a couple of places of trying to clear up and get my stuff before I left. And I had an experience, and all of a sudden, I just felt that I heard this voice go, "You're going to be okay. Let it go." And I felt this warmth just radiate out of me, like, nobody's doing this to me. This is part of the guidance to move on to whatever the next thing is, whether it's retirement, whether it's find another job, whether whatever. And all of a sudden it was just like, wow. Now, in the course of this 2 weeks, every time somebody says, "What happened?" I go right back to that moment and I get all those feelings coming right back again. And it's like, and then I remember, okay, there's that other voice that says, "You're going to be okay. We've got this covered. Breathe. Go with it." So I keep struggling which side of the boat I want to have my foot in. Is it, you know, with Holy Spirit, or do I want the ego to be in command? And it's back and forth and back and forth. And it doesn't feel good, but I also know that I'm in contact with knowing there are the two sides, and I don't have to stay with the ego. And I can keep trying to get back to the Holy Spirit side. So that's my life in a nutshell in the last 2 weeks, back and forth and back and forth.
Wow, Pat.
So when you pray for guidance, sometimes you get it. Okay, like a 2x4 or a brick, or sometimes it's that little whisper. I like the whispers better than the brick of the 2x4.
Right. Oh, Pat. Moved. But what?
I get moved.
Yes. Oh, yes, you do. You know, first of all, that's a big deal. Like, that's a major life change. And you're absolutely right. Like, you know, joking around, like, haha, be careful what you ask for. But one of the things that I'm tuned into right now with what you just said, I woke up today, my summer of chaos, a lot of those stressors have fizzled. And I woke up today with quote unquote everything fine, but I found myself looking for something to have a gripe about. Like, I caught myself looking for something like, what am I going to be, you know, like, cranky about today? And so what you just said about that contrast, I have a choice for the Holy Spirit, or I have a choice for the ego. The Holy Spirit is teaching us through contrast, and we are not fully sure that we want the peace of God. Like, let's just be honest. We are not fully sure that we want the peace of God. So in my example, I catch myself wondering, like, oh, what can I be cranky about? And I'm like, what am I doing? And in your case, like you just said, you're finding yourself like, which boat, you know, do I want to be in, the Holy Spirit or the ego? And that wavering is just the part of us that has not made up our mind yet. And we need not beat ourselves. We need not beat that part up. We need not feel guilty about that part. We simply can embrace it and say, this is me learning. This is me learning how to be a happy learner. I'm learning through contrast. Do I feel good when I step into the ego's boat? No. Do I feel good when I step into the Holy Spirit's, you know, side? Yeah. And then yet, like, I might still notice that this other side is like, hey, give me something to, you know, complain about. So I really relate to what you just said. And I also just want to validate, that's a major big deal. It's a major big deal. And to be like, I hope you're being so gentle with yourself.
At times I'm learning how to be more gentle. And at times I'm learning how to beat myself up and go, oh, there's beat up again. Mm-hmm. But yeah, the ego screams the loudest and the Holy Spirit just seems to be the quiet whispers.
Yeah. That's it. That's it. That's absolutely.
And everybody here has been along for the ride.
I just want to say that you have helped so much. And like last week, you know, the hold the hand and feel the peace.
Yeah.
And people have been saying, so how's Pat doing? And actually today I was talking to Paula and Paula asked me that question. I said, Pat seems to be doing okay. It's me that is off the wall. And I know that your voice is coming in going, you are where you are. You are where you are. And, you know, he had this job for 39 years.
Wow.
And he absolutely loved it. And you don't see everybody enjoying their job. So I definitely went down that ego path. And it's taken me, I mean, I go back and forth, but there's times I feel very excited. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he went out, I mean, I know this is, we have to delineate, this is the weekend.
That's been difficult.
And then there's the Monday through Friday thing. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's given us some more time and we're processing and asking for guidance. Mm-hmm. Where do we go? What would you have me do?
Where would you have me go?
Yeah. All those questions, all those questions. But I do want to thank you and thank this group, because the support, even with us not saying anything, it's just been tremendous. Oh. So thank you.
And it, you know, it's not just you, Corinne. It's like Carol just said, it's everybody in the group shares something.
100%.
Over the course of, I'm trying to think back, the last time I felt anything like this, I was talking to Joseph about it.
Oh, that's
okay. Wow. And Joseph is my stepdad. Yeah.
20 years ago.
And he calmed me at that time and said, you'll know. When it's time, you'll find out. And I didn't hear anything at that time. And here we are 20 years later. And, you know, I'm talking to Carol and it's like, blah, 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 blah. And then it's like, you know what? It's been 20 years. And when it happened then, I talked to Joseph. Now, for those of you who haven't been around here for 22 years, Joseph used to lead a group in A Course in Miracles at a place where we would all meet. And that's where I met Paula. And believe it or not, we took two little kids there during this time frame, and they somewhat absorbed from afar, but it was always like feeling some kind of peace coming out of everything. Yeah. So here we keep doing it. And I keep hearing everybody give great suggestions, what has worked for them, what they have learned, and passing that on. And I carried that with me for the last 2 weeks. Friday was officially the last day of employment. And I didn't say anything to any, well, not too many people until Saturday. And then I said, I'm no longer am employed by this company. I am somewhat retired, so to speak, and let it go at that. And I'm haven't been like, poor me. And I haven't been like, Yahoo, look at me. And it's just like, there's a message coming. I'm ready for it, I think, but it's coming and I'm going to get it.
Indeed. Indeed. And I want to come back to that. You know, the message is coming in just a moment, but just to echo again what you said about everybody sharing. That's why I've always loved this group in this format. Is getting to hear from everyone. And I every week am helped by everybody's shares as well. What you said, Pat, about just like the message coming and that you're gonna get it. I don't know if this is what you're speaking to, but this has been happening for some time now. And I've spoken to this a little bit with my recent just experiences, but like I can sense something shifting behind the scenes in a big way, like an energetic shift. I don't know what it is. And there have been little things along the way that I thought, oh, maybe, you know, this is it. Like, you know, months ago, I think probably a year ago, it was like, oh, it's the loved ones, or oh, it's this, or oh, it's the Black Madonna. Like, I have no idea what it is, except that I just sense a big shift. And so it might feel like that shift comes through for some of us in certain ways, like an earthquake. I mean, my summer was an earthquake. That's just, it was a big earthquake. It might be more gentle for some of us, but things are changing. And so we, you know, I also and brought to the section in the manual for teachers are changes required in the life situation of God's teachers. And it says, by far the majority have a slowly evolving training curriculum. Some will be called to make immediate big changes. And that what you just described with what you are in is an immediate big change. And so I don't know if that, you know, if you can take heart just that the course, I love it when I read things that apply directly to what I am going through, because it is saying right there, you know, again, it's all orchestrated and that's a big change in your life situation and you had nothing to do with it.
I think the thing that I did have to do with it was to listen to it. Mm-hmm. And then I knew this is all divine. Mm-hmm. I don't know how it plays out from this mm-hmm. moment right. forward, but I know it plays out.
And your prayer, where would you have me go? What would you have me do? What would you have me say? That's like the best possible thing to be focusing on. That's it. Wow, Pat, I'm giving you a big hug. You too, Carol. If we were in that same Unity Church all together, that's what I would be doing. And I still picture your kids that little. Oh, wow. Pat, thank you. Thank you for sharing. Is there anything else you wanted to add?
That's good for now, I think. Okay. I'll let you know.
Okay. Thank you. Wow. Oh, that's big.
I like to say, I think it's John. Amazing that you've worked someplace for 39 years. I've had like 200 jobs in my life. Longest job I ever had was in the service. I spent 6 years in the Navy.
Wow.
And I had to quit my job because of my bride. With no retirement and little social security, because I did a lot of, I worked in the trades for a long time and worked mm-hmm. under the table too many times too. Mm-hmm. But I have some disability from the VA too. So, mm-hmm. you know, and Jacqueline has her money coming in. So it worked out, you know, I'm here for her. And even though there's times where it's difficult, it's making its way. And it's just part of the process, like you say. And I'm trusting in spirit, you know, that things will work out and she can stay here a long time. Hopefully we'll be together for a while.
Yeah. Oh, John, thank you. Thank you for sharing that. You know, I also just want to say too, like, just with you highlighting, John, like 39 years, like, yeah, that's a long time. And so just what I said before too, about that gentleness, like being gentle with yourself, because back when I was a full-time therapist, we had this survey called, we had an internal stress test and an external stress test. And the external stress test, I remember it had things that were even considered like good, like retirement, like getting married, like, you know, just whatever transition, but that they're still considered major life stressors. So if it's into retirement, if it's a job loss, if it's a job change in whatever way, it's still a major transition. And we are still primarily identified as bodies. And so, you know, we are going to have feelings. And so reminding ourselves to be gentle on ourselves can really go a long way. So thank you for highlighting that also, John. Yeah.
Thank you. You taught me that many through this class. And I'm going to take your master class too. I just haven't signed up yet.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Because I know I'll learn more. Even though I haven't had any anxiety, I got it. I had those attacks a little bit. But after I had that attack, I read your book and practiced it. And I had another anxiety attack. So I was like, oh, thank you, God. It's like, you know. And, you know, I'm not usually one that is anxious or stressed or anything, but there's been some stress in my life over the last few years, you know, with dealing with Jacqueline and whatnot.
Yeah, for sure. And that's where, you know, anxiety, I mean, it's fear. I'm really talking about fear. We all have anxiety. We all have fear to some degree, whatever way it comes out. It might be subtle in that we feel like we can't sit still. We feel like, you know, we're shaking our foot all the time, just out of like a nervous sort of energy, or it can be on the high end of the continuum with anxiety attacks, with, you know, panic, with like the diagnosable stuff. But it's, we all spend some time somewhere on this continuum and shift depending on, you know, the circumstances. So really, you know, the whole course is, it's, and people have said this to me too. It's, my book is not, it's beyond just anxiety. It's helpful for anything because it's course principles really, you know, applied. So that's exciting, John. I'm excited to see you inside and show you around. So thank you for sharing. I did hear, I'm sorry, I think it was James. Did you come off mute? I'm so sorry. There was a little feedback from your line. Did you want to share? And I don't mean to put you on the spot. If you're good, you can just go.
Yeah, no, I will share. I'm sorry I came in late.
That's okay.
I wish I heard the first sharing. I would like to share something that happened to me actually 3 weeks ago yesterday. A little bit nervous about sharing this, but I hope it can help somebody maybe the way it helped me.
I'm sure it will, James, and I appreciate it.
I got up in the morning, as I usually do, and start the day opening the course. I'm currently doing the workbook lessons.
James, can you hear me? I think we have a delay. I'm hearing James coming in a little garbled. And I am wondering if we can all turn our cameras off.
Now I can. Everything had froze.
Gotcha. Okay. We're gonna turn our cameras
off.
So
it's probably not finishing well.
We're just gonna turn our cameras off to help with the bandwidth, and I'm hoping I can hear you better now. Please continue sharing.
Okay. Let me know if I'm coming through clear or not.
You sound better, yes.
Okay. So I start my day when I can with the course, and I'm doing the lessons, which I started, the workbook, which I started sometime last year. On that particular Saturday, again, this was 3 weeks ago, the workbook lesson was number 287, You Are My God, My Father, Only You. And as I went to read the lesson, it's a short lesson. I read it, and when I was done, I realized I had no idea what I read. It's just words, and so I read it again, and same thing. I could just realize I was not concentrating. I was having trouble focusing. A lot of stuff was going through my brain, through my mind. And so much so that I was ready to I was just going to close the book and give up. But I was reminded of a line in the course where Jesus tells us that we're much too tolerant of mind wandering. Mm. And it made me stay to continue reading. And when I ended up that morning reading for about 45 minutes, a lot of different, not just the lesson, but other parts of the course. And what I kept being bothered by something. And when I stopped to really look at it, what I saw was I was being bothered by a decision I had made a couple days before. I recently retired, and I had to make a decision regarding some money. Mm-hmm. I was second guessing myself. You know, I should have done this with it. I should have done that with it. It's too late. The paperwork is already processed. I can't change it. What if I made a mistake? Yada, yada, yada. Mm-hmm. It was just during my entire reading, this was kind of in the background. My history with money, I'm a very responsible person financially. Mm-hmm. However, when it comes to money, I don't know, it brings up fear, it brings up anxiety, it always has. Mm-hmm. At some point during this time I'm reading, I really felt led to say, because I was going to do a 15-minute meditation afterwards, I really felt led to say, when I go into meditation, if the subject of the money comes up in this financial decision, to say, money is an illusion, and give it to the Holy Spirit. Mm. Money is an illusion, give it to the Holy Spirit. And I know we need money to live on this planet. And, you know, I was struggling with what that all meant, but that's what I felt I was instructed to say. And so I set my timer for 15 minutes and I went and meditated. And at the end of the 15 minutes, initially, I felt no resolution to my problem. During my meditation, this money question popped up a dozen or more times. And every time I said, money is an illusion, I give this to the Holy Spirit. As I sat with this, when the meditation was done, I realized, you know, money, I could give you a story as to why I think money is a trigger for me, but in fact, it would just be a story and it would make the illusion even more real. Mm-hmm. And in this particular instance, I realized that all that was being asked of me was to recognize money is an illusion and to give it to the Holy Spirit. I had to do nothing more or nothing less. Mm-hmm. And as I went through my day, when that came up, I told myself I would just keep saying money is an illusion and give it to the Holy Spirit. Now, a few hours later, I'm in the barbershop getting my hair cut. The door of the shop opens and this very tall man walks in and he comes over to my barber and he says, I see nobody is sitting at chair number one. Can I use those tools to clean myself up? And, you know, it seemed like a kind of an absurd thing to ask, almost comical. And then I thought, well, maybe he's homeless and he's just trying to keep himself, you know, clean. And I could see my barber was processing the same information. My barber who wouldn't hurt a fly. I could see he was trying to figure out what to say to this man. And when all else, when you don't know what to say, deflect, he said to him, and those are not my tools. They belong to Sam. He's behind the counter eating his lunch. So this very tall man goes over to Sam and he says, I got a meeting to go to. I want to clean up. Can I use your tools? You're not using them. And this Sam stands up and Sam is not one to mince words. And he says, that has got to be the most ridiculous thing anybody has ever asked of me. No, you cannot use my tools. Get out of here. The very tall man who walked into the barbershop, he did not back down. He said, listen, brother, you know, I know you want the money. I don't have the money right now. I will come back another time when I have money. I'll get a haircut, a shave, I'll pay you. But for right now, can you just help me out? Can I use your tools? And this barber, again, he says, most ridiculous thing I ever heard. This is absurd. No, you can't use my tools. Get out of here. All right. The tall man still doesn't back down and he says, let me just get this right. Here I am, I'm a human being, I'm asking you for help. Mm. And you are choosing not to help me. Am I understanding you right? You're choosing not to help me. And this barber says, you got it right. I'm choosing not to help you. Get out of here. And the man goes to leave. And as he goes to open the door, he turns around and basically not just says, but proclaims to us all, money is an illusion. You hear me? Money is an illusion. And he leaves. And he says, it's all about love. And he leaves.
Oh, my goodness.
When he left, everything went back to normal in the barbershop. And my body was buzzing. These words just went right through me. I mean, and when I left the barbershop, and it was a beautiful day out, and I took a walk before I went to my car, and, you know, I didn't know at the time if that was going to make what was said was going to make a difference in how I felt about my money decision earlier in the week. I didn't know if it was going to make a difference in maybe how money is just a trigger for me in my life. But what I knew is something brought this man into this barbershop when I was sitting in that chair. And I just felt that I was heard by the Holy Spirit today.
Wow.
Holy Spirit, something eternal was just there. I felt surrounded in love. And I thought of the beginning of the introduction of the course where it says this course does not aim to teach the meaning of love, for that's beyond what we can be taught. But it does aim, however, at removing the blocks,
yes,
awareness of love's presence. And I felt like on that particular day, just some of those blocks that I have up, keeping me from being aware of love's presence fell away.
Oh, James, I, wow. First of all, I don't know if you can see this, but there are hearts and clapping emojis and little angel head, like all over the Zoom screen right now that everybody is posting. What a story. What crazy. A story. Did you say this happened today that you were in the barbershop?
3 weeks ago. Three weeks ago yesterday.
Wow. I was getting such goosebumps listening to your story, and I am so grateful. I know you said you were a little hesitant about sharing. I'm so grateful you did, because that experience is one of those like big synchronicity experiences that we all, that just helped all of us. That just increased my trust, that I'm sure, with judging by all the hearts I just saw on the Zoom screen, that's helping all of us in our development of trust, because wow, just wow, that your words that were given you when you went into your meditation were spoken by that man. And a powerful message, first of all, to witness that one barber denying that man, and that man saying money is an illusion, it's all about love. We're all going to remember that next time we're asked by a stranger, you know, for a favor, because that man could have been just an angel, like, you know, showing up for you, for the others, you know, to teach about love. So I am blown away. That's amazing. And no, there's no accidents. John posted that in the chat. There's no accidents.
All right. Well, I'm glad I shared it. Thank you.
I'm so glad you did too. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Wow. We can turn our cameras on. I found in my graduate class that I teach that group blackouts work. Whenever somebody's having, you know, some spotty internet, if we all do a group blackout and turn off our camera, it helps. So James, I'm so grateful we could hear you and get every detail of that story, because that is just a miracle. That is just miraculous. Did I just see Steve? Steve, did you just have your hand up?
Yeah, thanks James for that story. Oh my gosh. You know, and this goes for you, Pat, too. I recently was channeled into retirement, I guess it was my own choice. I mean, I did so many things that led up to that. I found myself in retirement. I ended up losing all these worldly possessions, you know, the house, the cars, the motorcycles, you know, all the things that I thought were of value. And but yet I'm still left with a mountain full of, you know, credit card debt. And, you know, there's these things I want to do, and there's things that I've committed to that I've thrown on credit cards. And so money's always been an issue for me. I mean, you know, it's like the fear of not having it, or you got to work hard to get it. You're not worthy if you don't have the money, you know, to do what you want. I mean, all the things that I lay on top of myself, and I think we all do, but, oh my gosh. But I've been, taking this to Holy Spirit, taking it to Jesus, and, just being open and willing to, you know, hear whatever messages come through. And I was in meditation the other day, and it was like, it wasn't like I was cutting up my credit cards. It was like, there's this wheel that I've seen visions of, or seen, you know, been introduced to, where everything, all these spokes of this wheel, there's five spokes in this wheel that channel into the center, which is God, you know, God's energy. And I had all these credit cards, which there happened to be five of them, that just laid on top of that wheel, and just giving this love towards it, you know, and, you know, look, asking to see things differently, you know, the things that the Course asks us to do, you know, I was able to do that. And, you know, it's just like my whole outlook on my financial situation is shifting. And, you know, to hear this story, you know, and, you know, James taking this and, you know, money is just an illusion, you know, to take that into meditation. These things are just stacking up and helping me to come up with a different, you know, I hate to use the word perspective, because to me, you know, I'm understanding that perspective is a construct of ego. It's just a matter of that knowing, you know, knowing that things are going to shift and things are going to be different. And, you know, it's just really, really incredible. And yeah, I just love being here. I just love, you know, being part of this community. And oh my gosh, you know, it stirs up excitement within me. I'm being, you know, to be suppressed and a job that I didn't love for 33 years. Well, the last 10 years anyway, I didn't love, to just be repressed and suppressed. And, you know, these layers are peeling up and opening up, and it's just absolutely amazing. And it's all just committing to working, you know, this connection to God, you know, to spirit. Just real quick, one thing that I've, a new philosophy I've absorbed into my life, being from, you know, addiction and alcohol, the 12-step programs, I hear, you know, if you want to recover, you know, chase your recovery like you chase your addiction, you know, or chase, you know, that desire. And that can apply to anything, you know, whether it's gambling or succeed, you know, being a success in this world or whatever. And instead of, you know, chasing those things of the world, to chase my connection with God, to chase that connection 100%, give everything I got to that, and that alone, and just let the benefits, you know, just let the world open up. And, you know, it's really been a journey. It's been an amazing journey. And, oh my gosh, thank you guys. Thank you everybody for being here and sharing your love and sharing your light. Cause it just fills me up. So thank you all. Thank you for it.
Steve, I love what you shared. And I just have to highlight a couple of things. It's funny. I wrote down, as you were speaking about chasing, I wrote down, chase the Holy Spirit like you chase, you know, whatever that thing is that we tend to go after, chase the Holy Spirit. So I love how you said that, you know, putting that energy, giving it all you got. And I loved how you said stacking up. You use those experiences of those insights about, you know, different things that happen and it stacks up. Mm-hmm. That to me is another way of speaking about the development of trust. It is like a stacking up of different ways of seeing things, you know, of different perceptions, different perspectives. But again, Holy Spirit teaches through contrast. We need to learn that we don't want that and we do want that. And that stacking up to me is just another way of putting the development of trust, you know, into words, that we are developing trust. It is a journey. You do not just, I don't know Eckhart Tolle personally. I know he's used as an example often, but like, I don't know anybody who just boom, suddenly wholeheartedly trusted God, Holy Spirit. I don't know anybody. It's a gradual process for all of us, because these experiences stack up. And that's why it's so awesome to hear all of your experiences each week, because that's another layer of stacking. We all get to learn from one another, and these things stack up for all of us. And it's strengthening these ideas in all of our minds together. And how amazing is that? How beautiful is that? Oh, thank you, Steve. That was awesome. That was awesome. Wow. Who feels moved to share next? Something bubbling up for anyone? Tracy.
I just want to chime in with what Steve said about thanking everybody who's on these calls, and especially like Carol and Deidre and Carla and Paula, all these people, you know, you guys have all been on for years, and I just love your shares. And they're so profound and meaningful. And seriously, like the commonality of all of our experiences, like I listened to the call, you know, and it's, you know, you go through the whole text, it's amazing. And it's not like the text readings, it's the reflections. Everybody's life experiences, because you know it, the ego can get in there and be, you know, say about how we're not good course students, and you know, having all these, you just feel, I feel like a freak having some of like the thoughts that I have sometimes, and just hearing everybody share is like, so it's like that hug, it's like, oh, I'm okay, you know. So thank you all, and This is awesome. And I'm glad this call is being recorded, because it's things like this that I love to hear. So, especially that James's story about money is an illusion.
Right. Oh, I'm right there with you, Tracy. It's just go straight to my heart and really, really bumps up that trust level. And thank you. Thank you so much for your words and your shares and your holding the space also. And it helps all of us. And just like shouting out, you know, yes, many of us have been here for years and years. And this is approaching 10 years that I've been doing this weekly. So that's kind of a wow, something that I realized not too long ago. So that's kind of big. But thank you, Tracy. Thank you for sharing. And this is what I wanted to respond to with what you just said about, you know, reading the text and like, yes, it's helpful and beautiful and mind-blowing and holographic. We get it on different levels, and it is hearing the practical application of how this actually gets put into practice in people's lives that is so helpful to hear. And yeah, that's all I'll say. So thank you.
And it's at those times we start hearing, you know, different things about, go to page 90. Or we have all these things that we've done over the years that have said, that's my touchstone. I got to go back to that for this moment. This one moment's going to take me back to where I need to get recentered.
I will, to that point, I will forever have Paula's voice in my head saying, page 90, or I haven't heard Paula say this in a while, but not guilty. And then like, as if we're like, you know, bouncing down a gavel, like not guilty. Like that's it, these things get internalized. And how helpful is that for us to internalize messages like that? We need the repetition.
Yep.
We really do. Hi, Deidre.
Hi.
How are you?
I am good.
It's so good to see you.
Just give Tracy a shout out, because I it's been cool to how the group has kind of moved on to Zoom, and so you get to see people's faces. Like I got to see Pat tonight, and it's like, oh, Pat, hi. And your cat is always there, Tracy, when we're doing the ACIM study group, and I'm just always so moved by your cat and how your cat is always sitting between the two of you, and they know that it's a special book, I'm sure of it. So I just wanted to say that I think animals are really spiritual beings, as we all are, and I love seeing Lucy, and I love Corinne's chicken story. I love you all so much. So it's hard to believe it's been almost a decade. Like, what happened?
I know.
But yeah, just love to everyone, and prayers to everyone every week. You know, we're all together. We're all together in this.
We are. Oh, Deidre, thank you for your words. You've been here since the beginning too. And gosh, I feel so incredibly grateful. So grateful. Wow. And yes, about animals. Absolutely. Oh.
Corinne.
Yes.
Pat mentioned page 90. And
yes.
You know me. I'm hooked on page 90. But I've just got to, the difference between, like in the situation they're in now, my God, I've been going through this with my daughter, lost her job, and she and her sister share a house. So, you know, when one part of the household is not contributing to the mortgage, that can get pretty kind of scary. But what I just absolutely hold on to is the difference between faith and faithlessness. And I just want to read this little paragraph here, because it is so powerful. The power set in you, whom the Holy Spirit's goal has been established, is so far beyond your little conception of the infinite that you have no idea how great the strength that goes with you. And you can use this in perfect safety, yet for all its might, so great it reaches past the stars and into the universe that lies beyond them, your little faithlessness can make it useless if you would use faithlessness instead. And I so believe this, because I vacillated between faith and faithlessness for the past year and a half. And things are turning out. Talk about miracles. I can't share one with you right now because my daughter would shoot me, but at some other time I'll talk about it. But just keep the faith, because you've got the power of the universe behind you when you do that.
You do. You do. Thank you for that, Paula. And I love in that section that you just read, it says you can use faithlessness instead. So faithlessness is not thrust upon us, or it doesn't weigh us down. We're choosing to use it or not. Like, I love how it says use faithlessness, the word use. We're choosing to use faithlessness the times that we do. And so again, it comes down to like, what is it that we want? And there's part of us that doesn't want the peace of God. And so that's the vacillation. That's the struggle. So thank you for adding that. And I trust that your miracle that you can't share right now is magnificent. So thank you for mentioning it. Oh, and Wendy, oh my gosh, said, is there any chance we can meet in person for the group occasionally? I think many are in the New Jersey area. Maybe, we'll see. We'll see. I love that idea. I love that idea. I certainly do. I was thinking about that today with like retreats and whatnot. But who knows? We'll hold that in our heart. I guess just one thing that's bubbling up for me right now, if nobody else feels moved to speak at this moment, I don't see any hands, is just the importance of looking, the importance of not bypassing, the importance, you know, it's so helpful to bring our minds to those truths of the Course at times. We need to do that at times. At times, that is exactly what it's called for. And at the same time, in my own life, I've seen clearer and clearer recently how I could use those highest level teachings to avoid looking at certain things. And I'm only sharing this because we are not on Facebook, but I'm doing family therapy with a family member right now. And it is one of the hardest things I've ever done in my life. After the first session, I literally did not sleep for 2 days because it was so intensely triggering. And I shared a little bit about this already, because I spoke about experiencing that course teaching. One of the holiest spots on earth is where an ancient hatred has become a present love, because in my inability to love as God loves this person, my leaning on Jesus to love them as God loves them is where the breakthrough happened. So that's, I guess, maybe giving just a little bit more context than I gave before, but the family therapy doesn't look like a Course in Miracles, right? It looks like it's like, oh, you're not doing the course in this particular circumstance, but guess what? Jesus will use any modality that will help us to meet us where we are, any modality. So we don't need to, you know, for a long time, I was just very focused, like, you know, Course in Miracles only was what I was interested in. I feel like jostled out of that, to have that open-mindedness, like it talks about in the manual for teachers. And the healing that has come in as a result of that, like I just said about the holiest spot on earth, that came in through family therapy. That came in from doing A Course in Miracles through a modality that seems to not be the course. So my point is just that again, gentleness with Holy Spirit meeting us where we are, however it is that that might look. And to remember that no matter what it is we feel called to do, even if it's something that seems like it's quote unquote of the world or some sort of healing modality that doesn't look like A Course in Miracles, we can still be talking to the Holy Spirit in our minds, talking to Jesus, doing course related, you know, practicing principles and tools in our mind while we are engaged in something that might not look like it from, you know, from the outside. So there's been some profound healing because of family therapy, which is really amazing, like really amazing. So I just had to say that. Felt moved too. Oh my goodness, it's almost 9 o'clock already. Let's just, we can go just a few minutes over. So does anybody else feel moved to share? That went by so fast, my goodness.
Share a little something.
John.
You know, it's funny for me to hear people talk about money and stuff because I've never been one really to worry about it. And I've always trusted, even way before I was a course student. And I was in construction for many years. And like I said, it's an off and on job. And sometimes my ex-wife, you know, she'd freak out. We didn't have any money. It's like, well, something will come up, you know, and I'd always say, don't worry, you know, be happy. But I had an experience when I was up here, before I moved up here, where I was out of work for a while. And I don't remember if I was a course student then or not. I don't remember. It was right around that time period. But anyways, I couldn't find any work. And I'd been beating the pavement, calling people, doing everything I could. And I finally said, you know what? I went outside and I was like, I told God, I was like, I'm done. It's like, I am done. It's like, I've been trying my best. And I was like, I'm done. It's like, if you want me to be homeless, I'll be homeless. I don't care. I had my daughter with me at the time. I said, if you want me to, you know, starve, I don't care. I'll starve. But I'm done. And I let it go. And I walked back in the house. And I swear, not 2 minutes later, the phone rang. And somebody called and said, hey, John, do you need some work? I'm like, yeah. He's like, well, I got 2 weeks of work, $800 a week. I'm like,
wow.
Thank you, God. It's like, the minute I let go of that fear, it came to me. And I just was like amazed. I mean, I amazed myself. And I was amazed that God answered my prayer so quickly too.
But it was wonderful. John. Oh my goodness. And what is the key there? But that, like, you surrendered big time. You were like, you want me homeless? You want like literally, like it's in your hands. That was that pure deepest surrender that you can do, and that's, you know, a big deal. And then oh wow, thank you for sharing that. So good. Thank you all so much for just your open hearts and your open minds and your trust in the group, and for holding the space for each other, for showing up each week, and just for your commitment too, because this isn't, it's not always easy work. And we're in the minority in terms of like the whole world. And yet here we are, we found each other, and what a beautiful way to walk to the home which we have never left. So I feel grateful for every single one of you, and thank you for sharing, and I love you all. So thank you. Just a reminder, I do have to cancel next week, so we will resume in 2 weeks, and I look forward to seeing you then. I love that son, Tracy. That was cool. Thank you, everyone. Love you.
Love you too.
Bye, everyone.
Thank you. Everyone. Love you.
Bye.
Love this whole group.
Me too.
Bye, Carla.
Bye, Carla.
It's tradition to say hi at the very end. Bye, everyone.
Bye.